always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? This the Warrior Don Christian. You're tuned in to Yada the King Radio. We got Chris Cobbins on tonight. We talking evangelism. Let's get it in. This right here is All the King's Men, God Chases, the group album. Be Where You Are. Let's get it in. Yada.
Time I struggle, hustle with the muscle memory appear puzzled. Trapped with a jigsaw trying to clear rubble. Tripping cause of my position, kinda befuddled. Know I got a gift, where is the space shuttle? Headed to the top, but now I really gotta huddle. Funny how it's still cold, knocking on the door. It is so subtle, you can see it on my grill. Time's getting rough as I tussle with a steel. Trying to swallow humble pie, guzzling the real. Drowning in my thoughts, slide shallow with the thrill. Didn't want a meal, still the father said chill. Spot is really opposite, hit is not a hill. But kinda like a valley, there you won't get gassed up. Broke like the Nallys and you only got one end. You never see Cali, yet I'm planning you right here. Workout valleys.
I wanna be where you are. I wanna be where you send me.
Wanna be where his hands at, on my knees praying, where your plan at, for me, wanna be in center of it, inside I know I would never covet, another man's, anything's, or anything's, in your provision is many things, you make straight all of my crooked things, crooked thoughts, and my crooked ways, quoting Psalms 91 every day. All of my actions lined up with your thoughts. Blood, redemption, his cross. He paid the price, sin lost. This is upper room flow, Pentecost. If the Lord ain't there, then you won't find me. In the will of God, I only wanna be, yeah.
I wanna be where you are. I wanna be where you send me.
Everlasting, never ending, omniscient, everywhere never bending. You're compassionate, next to your matchlessness. I am nothing, I'm just frail and embarrassing. You're holy, Lord, and I'm worthless. I came to you in pieces, you put them back perfect. You gave up your son as the currency. Now you can show the world who you are currently. Master, redeemer, healer, chief cornerstone, architect, builder, lily of the valley, morning star so bright, I give it to you gladly. It's not mine, it's your life. Have it, Lord, you're the potter, I'm Cassius. Impossible, I hope that I can look like my dad's here. I'm yours, Lord, do what you gotta do. You are everything and everything is you.
I wanna be where you are. I wanna be where you send me.
don't like me, yeah. And the way that you check me when I'm out of line, it's like you wanna fight me.
Takes hours, double play, filth the dirt and no showers. That serpent lurking behind curtains, searching for persons he can devour. I live it within the last hours, truly looking like grind time. Tired of seeing my young folk behind bars, posted on prime time. This little light, I'm gon' shine mine. This white flag, I'm gon' wave it. These roads are rocky, this storm is violent, but God got me, I'll brave it. See me waving that white flag, see me waving that white flag. Reppin' hard for that kingdom,
yeah.
Promise you they don't like that. See me waving that white flag, see me waving that white flag. Knock me down, I don't stay down, I get back up and come right back. See me waving that white flag, see me waving that white flag. Reppin' hard for that kingdom, promise you they don't like that. See me waving that white flag, see me waving that white flag. Knock me down, I don't stay down, I get back up and come right back.
I got a white flag that I'm waving, I surrender. See, irony's a pain to my opponent if I'm a winner. If risk our chips on the table, then get ready to lose. But I gotta be faithful to my God, cause he is able to equip me. I seen a flag in the air like the Star Spangled Banner when we fought a battle with the enemy. You ain't seen it? Into the bombs, shown us our appeasement. My flag's got blood on it, covered by Christ the King. Ali is white as ever, straight up I see clean. Living like I'm Braveheart, no intention to quit now, no intention to back down. My freedom is intact now. Who thought that servitude would be a source to all my freedom? We're the people of of his kingdom, and our holy gasolita.
See me waving that white flag. See me waving that white flag. Reppin' hard for that kingdom. Promise you they don't like that. See me waving that white flag. See me waving that white flag. Knock me down, I don't stay down. I get back up and come right back. See me waving that white flag. See me waving that white flag. Reppin' hard for that kingdom. Promise you they don't like that. See me waving that white flag. See me waving that white flag. Knock me down, I don't stay down. I get back up and come right back.
Really, if you're talking about walking out into the wrong lane, I know you saw me with that white flag like them Air Forces, but I'm talking about the Almighty. Go hard. I ain't talking bars that's sitting in the cell. We'll take it to the yard. Worry about the guards. We ain't trying to be stars. We do it for the Lord, so we can't fail. White flag all waving for my rock that pavement. Gaddy paid that payment. I can walk out to salvation. Ooh, I love him. Do you love him? Yeah, he's so great. They like, he's surrendering. Wait, just let me go in a bit for the infinite. No emphasis when I say he's out your measurement. And I'm healed by the stripes, no peppermint. As I'm walking in my word, it's evident that I'm moving in faith. That's evidence that he the most high, like 7'6" with AI. I don't need to be fly when he the king. I stand by.
See me waving that white flag. See me waving that white flag. Reppin' hard for that kingdom. Promise you they don't like that. See me waving that white flag. See me waving that white flag. Knock me down, I don't stay down. I get back up and come right back. See me waving that.
All right, y'all, we are here once again with Chris Cobbins. Now, first of all, man, this is what I'm gonna ask you, bro. I know you've been going through a lot of name changes and everything like that. What's going on in your head over there? Chris Lee Cobbins, Chris Cobbins, Chris Lee. What's up, man?
Well, I started off as Chris Lee, and the reason we changed that is because it was just really, really timing. It was kind of too timing.
Wow.
And so we wanted to create something distinct, we kind of were rebranding me as an artist a little bit, just changing up the style and really finding my style. I lost some weight and everything, so we're just trying to rebrand, me. So we just decided to use just my first and last name. So I apologize for the confusion as we made our transition, but we good now.
That's what's up, man. Talk about, and I like how you even started it off, man. Just branding. How important is that for artists out there today? Some people are just getting started. Some people have been established for a while, but you mentioned rebranding. Talk to me a little bit about that, man.
Well, I know a few people that either are in the music industry on different levels or have been. And one of the things they talk about is basically having the people who become fans of you, it's like they want something different from you, but they want it to be the same at the same time, if that makes sense. So when you put out a new record, they want to hear that vintage, whatever your sound is, but they want to hear it in a new way. And even with your look, your look needs to be consistent so that people recognize you in different places. And until you become a megastar, you can do about anything, notice you. So it's about creating familiarity while remaining yourself. And so from the artist standpoint, from the business side, it's just like when you see the golden arches, it's McDonald's, when you see, certain colors, it's 7-Eleven gas station or something, it's the same idea. So it's like when you hear a certain sound, it's Chris Cobbins. When you see a certain style, when you hear a certain lyric, you're like, man, that sounds like some Chris Cobbins too. So it's just about finding who you are and then being consistently driving that, be it from fashion to content, the lyrics.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Chris, you've been on the show before, bro. You shared your testimony. It was awesome hearing that, man. And if you haven't heard it, you're gonna have to go in the archives, and I'll let you know the actual title of the show later. But just talk to me, man, what God's been doing since the last time we chopped it up, boss.
As you know, I just had an album drop, Hello World. In that album, I kind of encapsulate a lot of the things that have gone on in the last year, as far as kind of things that have happened in my life, and a few personal things that I probably end up talking about later that were kind of difficult recently that I just went through, me and my wife went through. And so what happens is, what difficulty does for me, maybe it does for everybody, but it reminds me that I'm more than how much people like me. Like, I'm more than the artist that people like or that people listen to or people hate. I'm more than just a dude who likes basketball. I'm a child of God. I'm a believer in that. In those times, I think those are the times where we most realize that we need the Lord. Because sometimes we, in the good times, I think our happiness or satisfaction kind of blinds our eyes to our helplessness. But in the hard times, our helplessness is exposed. And so, with some of the more difficult things happening, not only to me, but to my family and stuff, that helplessness was exposed, and it forced us to only trust God, man. So I think those are good. I can't ever say that I want bad things to happen, right. But the Bible lets us know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. So even the difficult situations work to make us more aware of our dependency on Christ and more aware of our purpose as individuals in this space.
Yeah. I mean, and that's something that I think a lot of people don't get. And I'm pretty sure, man, you might even elaborate on it. Did you go through it like, man, God, why are you putting me in this situation? Did you have that kind of part to what you're talking about, man?
Definitely. That was like, for me, just being I'm a pastor's kid, so I'm kind of familiar with things happening not the way you plan, man, just because God has a different plan or just because... maybe God is building you up for something in the future. So my first thought was like, man, what in the world?
Yeah.
But then it quickly became like, why not? I can make it happen to everybody except me.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's pretty selfish of me to think that because I go to church. It's not like I've been perfect the whole time I've been saved.
Yeah.
But because I go to church, you know, or because I'm saved, that I'm the only person that bad stuff can't happen to. So that's kind of humbled me in a way. Never thought of myself as a selfish person, but even though we do well, I think when matched up against perfection and the perfection of God, we see that we still fall short, way short.
Yeah.
So obviously God is gracious, man. And in those times, I think you see it more in that, like, dang, Lord, I always thought that I was a real gracious guy, real selfless, but knowing when something difficult happens, if my first thought is, man, now why does this have to happen to me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you're a person. The Bible never told us that life would... The Bible says that life is going to have trouble, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So, that was definitely the first thing, man. Yeah,
I mean, and I think that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that go through this type of thing. And for some, I mean, my dad actually, he's a pastor as well, man. So he was just preaching about the... when the word was spoken, and then after the time, it said there was trials that came, and after the trials came, they were able to take the seed of the word away from them. So a lot of times people go through this, man. And since you're talking about this, what was the breakthrough for you, bro? Where did you get the breakthrough, man?
I think it was just knowing that, looking at Job's story and looking at even stories like Joseph and stuff, yeah, and David with King Saul and everything. You see where God protected guys, and with David, God was protecting him, and he didn't even know that somebody was actively trying to kill him at some point.
Mm.
And even when David had the opportunity to retaliate, his heart was convicted, and he realized that, you know, he still had to obey the will of God, even if it meant letting the man that was trying to do him harm go free. And so just looking at that story and then looking at Job or the difficulties of what he went through and how his wife said, why don't you curse God and die? His kids died. He got sick. And so, like, I think the breakthrough was understanding that just because difficult things happen doesn't mean God has left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God could be right there with you through the thing, but it might be something you need to go through for whatever the next thing is in your life. So,
wow.
Just realizing that helped me to approach it with, okay, if this is what it is, Lord, help me to find my way through it, because apparently I need it.
Man, that's good stuff right there, man. The homie Chris Cobb is with us on Yacht of the King Radio, man. We're going to go to this track. Hey, hey, man, talk to me, bro. This is the cut right here, man. We've been banging it on the station here. Talk to me a little bit about this track, man, putting it together. What was going through your head?
Well, my producer, The Crack, he sent me the track, and he was like, hey, man, this is going to be your single. So I begin to think single stuff. Like, what with this track? Love the track. Thought it sounded like a summertime, kind of easygoing track. And I was like, how can I do that melodically as well? And so the first thing I got was that, I ain't never been nothing bad. And so... on the demo, I got the second line, the better line, but I couldn't think of a word to start it off with. So I just had, hey, God, I ain't never been nothing better. And so what that did was I just left it like that, wrote the rest of the song. And when I came back, I was like, well, that hey, God part kind of sounds cool. So maybe I won't put a word there. Maybe I'll just leave that sound, that AI sound. Mm-hmm. And so then what I did was I put AI in the middle of a couple of the lines, like AI, to kind of tie it back in.
Yeah.
And so the title is cool, I think, because it actually doesn't mean anything. It mm-hmm. only is meant to create or to express the emotion of the song. And it's easy going. It's the song for the believers who are getting kind of maybe persecuted or kind of getting done wrong or kind of put out because of what we stand on. And it's just a reminder that that's how it's supposed to be that way. They're not supposed to be accepting of all of who you are, because if you stand on the word of God, they'll reject you just like they did Jesus.
Yeah.
So that was just the encouragement to the believer to keep rocking. Like, this is your celebrate, man. It's a pleasure to suffer with the Lord.
Amen. Well, let's get it in. Hey, y'all, by the homie Chris Cobbins on Yacht of the King Radio.
Frontline.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who it is. You did it again, boy. Hey, don't let them stop your grind. I see ya. I'm with ya. Hey, yo, Rack. Let's do this, bro. Yeah. Sweet. Outcast. Eyeball. Hold it down, that's what I'm on. I can't stop, somebody's watching. I'm on duty, always clocking out. I'll be ready on the scene, believe me. He's giving it his way too easy. So I represent for my savior, I hold it down for my squad. I be rapping the kingdom, so they all know who you are. Say, yeah, I ain't never been in nothing better.
It's gonna be your favorite song.
Let's show 'em how we put it down. Let's show 'em how we do it now. Yeah, I'm all the way turned up, hands in the air.
Hey,
it's
your favorite song.
Let's show 'em how we put it down. Let's show 'em how we do it now. They say, give it up, you're wasting time. What's the point? Slow it down now. No, sir, I bet I go harder. Because I'm running on the strength of my father. Secretly they wanna see me win. Cause that means there is hope for them. That's why I represent for my savior. I hold it down for my squad. And I be reppin' the kingdom till they lay me out in that box. Say it, yeah, I ain't never been in nothing better.
This gon' be your favorite song.
Let's show 'em how we put it down. Let's show 'em how we do it now. Oh yeah, I'm all the way turned up, hands in the air.
Say, hey, if this your favorite song,
let's show 'em how we put it down. Let's show 'em how we do it now.
You know what it is, I'm out here on my grind. They say it's no hope, they steady line. The product of mind vibe, hit 'em
yo, this your boy Mouthpiece, and you're listening to Yacht of the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
I do work with my hands, I'm just better with words. Like you're better with absurd slurs and working my nerves. But wisdom is my new chauffeur, I love working with her. Beloved, I'm loving it so much, and I see something I want, and she whispers, don't touch it, move away from it. My driver, my guide, nothing short of a price is GPS, so arrive, see me blessed, I arrive. Hand in hand with her, I had to plan with her. Makes it easy to stand with her, we agree, I'm grand with her. Go to Japan with her, walk in the sand with her, I rock a band with her, marry me. She actually carries me with class, she's a teacher. Others harassing me, asking me, who is this feature? How she treating you? When and where did you meet her? Is she your Facebook friend? And would you please delete her? Please, you call me a loser, she calls me a leader. So I had to choose her, and I wasn't eager either. So kind, sick with it, she gave me the fever. I grieve if I leave her, she made me a believer. Wine and slaughter the meat. She's built a house, she's crying out in the streets. Furnished a table, she's got bread for me to eat. I hear and when she speaks, I adhere and I increase. She's bringing me honor and more promotion. I'm a happy man since I left Miss Commotion. She's staggered my motion, now I move in devotion. I'm coasting, went from the desert into this big ocean. SS memo, no more please listen to my demo. When I leave from overseas, I could just step into a limo. She made me a giver, she gives much, so I give more. No longer in jolly and folly, I live more. Hearing and increasing and learning, I feast off of knowledge and instruction, I'm yearning. I was headed to death toward burning, so I paused, accelerated, U-turning, serving with an urgent discernment. I remember seeing her before I got my permit. She's in my mixture, a fixture that's permanent. I once was a sleeper, but I learned this. She's a keeper, for real. In the great fights, I remember walking the darkness, she showed me the great light. Others would try lowering me in wearing the skin tights, but the skin is paper thin like wearing my pen rights. They wear Mac, she wears none. Her only makeup is the reflection of the sun. Changing my direction, I'm done, cause she's the one. Happy is the man that finds wisdom. Proceeds better than silver, gold, or diamond. She holds me in esteem, I gleam, your voice shining. Often reminded of how fine her design is. I was seeking a sign and she blinded me with kindness. Now my mind is on her all the time. It's I've forgotten the others as if I had Alzheimer's. She's me blanky, you can call me Linus. Stuck to her like super glue because destiny binds us. Wow. She's the additive, the others are minus. And this is forever, unlike those one-nighters. Lady, you a keeper much deeper than those minus. You put me on an all-time high, thank you, your highness.
Listen up. If you got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yacht of the King Radio, hit us up at yachtoftheking.com or email us advertising@yachtoftheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blasts, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yachtoftheking.com and advertise today.
In the movies, what's going to happen next is often revealed by the background music.
Hey, Bob, the boss wants to see you.
Really? Do you think it's about my raise?
Sure.
All right. Wish me luck.
Dibs on his chair.
Wouldn't it be nice if in our lives we could have the same kind of warning?
Sir, the painters are here to remove their paint stains from last week.
Great. Think they'll ruin anything else this time?
Probably.
We don't know what will happen to us next, but Jesus does, and he wants us to trust him with our future.
I'll be down in a bit. I'm going to take a shower. You know, on second thought, I don't smell that bad.
Have you trusted Jesus with your future? The time to decide is now. Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
All right, man, back with Chris Cobbins. Just dropped a new album, Hello World, man. Talk to us about this album. You gave us a little bit about the rebranding, about the new sound. But talk to me, first of all, about the new sound, man, that you actually put together. Because how do you describe your music, man? Let us know all that.
Sound-wise, I think I would describe it as pop, just pop. And the reason I say that is because nowadays, the way pop music is, it's kind of a lot of things. It's kind of hip-hop a little bit. It's a little bit of dance music. It's a little bit of rock. It's a little bit of country. And so what you hear on my album is you hear a little bit of hip-hop, you hear a little bit of pop and stuff, and you hear a little bit of dance music. And what we wanted to create was an arc between all of those genres. Mm-hmm. Basically show you how they go together. And me and my producer, we both work well within multiple genres. Yeah. So we wanted to be able to showcase that. And the hardest part was just finding the way that they all gel and glue together. Mm-hmm. And so once we found that, it sounded really natural and organic. And in the same vein of like if you ever heard like Usher's newer music, that same kind of vein where it can go from really poppy, really dancey to a straight ballad where you just sing on top of piano or something. So right. It's a good range, but I think it's all glued together by a common thread of just keeping it pop, even though there's different dimensions within each sub-genre of hip hop.
Okay, man. And that's what's up, man. I'm looking at the bio lately. You won a couple awards, man. Stellar Award, Dove Award, and you've been nominated for a Grammy, man. How do you keep being humble during all that, man? Like, I mean, for some artists, they like, hey, man, I made it. I'm the man. Now if you want to get me on a track, it's a grant. What's up, man? How do you do that?
I think the biggest part is just staying attached to reality. and the reality of it all is that nobody woke up one day and decided to be creative or decided to be a great singer.
Yeah.
What happened was you discovered you had something. Now, you might have done some work to perfect your gift, but you didn't wake up and decide you wanted a gift, and you just had it. And so once I realized I had something, I'm reminded pretty much daily that it's something that God gave me. It's something that I am just fortunate enough to carry while I'm on earth. So I think the humbling part is that it could be gone at any point. Mm. If God decided to say, all right, you done singing, and he took all the creative juice out of my bones, I mean, it's not mine.
Yeah.
What am I to say? I just wake up the next day and move on to the next task. So, you know, I'm just so grateful that God allowed me to see and be a part of some of the things that I have. And I'm still working because I haven't arrived, you know. I still haven't reached, you know, the top of the ladder. And so I don't know if God wants me to get to the top of the ladder, but I'm just working, just taking advantage of all the opportunities he does allow, just making sure I'm ready for whatever it is the next step. That's kind of where I'm at now.
So let me ask you this, bro. With this project, or even outside of the project, man, what drives you as an artist, man? What drives you to become better? What drives you to go write songs? Talk to me about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm driven by just the realization that I have something that is unique, and I have something that I believe God wants to use for me to allow me to talk to the world. And so now that I know I have something within music, now I want to maximize all of my potential within it. And so I want to use all my time and efforts that I can to put toward it to make sure that I'm using it wisely and I'm using it in a grateful manner so that I can reap whatever my full potential is. And as far as writing, just life, man, just conversation. To me, conversations are just writings that you do verbally. You're just writing, but you're just doing it verbally. So I'm just taking conversations and finding poetry within the conversation and then putting it on the track. It's really that simple. But obviously, it's not simple to come up with melodies for each track, but it's simple as taking conversations and life, and then finding the poetry within them and then putting it on top of track. I mean, obviously, that's making it sound more easy than it is, but that's the basics of what it is. Life is inspiring, man. Talking, being with people, you know, what I see on television, good or bad, it's all inspiration.
Yeah. Well, talk to me, man. Who's an artist that you hear usually and you're like, bro, I gotta go back to work now? You know, like, you might hear their stuff. For a lot of MCs, Eshawn Burgundy's one of them cats where you, oh man, I heard, man, let me go to the lab and start writing. So who's somebody like that for you, man?
I'm not 100% sure because I don't really view music as a competition for me. It's like saying, hey, my speaking voice is better than yours. It's just the speaking voice I have because it's the one I was given. Like, I didn't try to talk this way. I just started talking this way. So for me, for music, it's like, it's not my job to be better than you. It's my job to be me at my fullest potential.
Right, right.
So better than you or not, doesn't matter. What if I'm not meant to be better than you? You know, I think Kimberell is a phenomenal singer. I don't think I'll ever touch her vocals.
Right.
I'd never be that good a singer. But I'm Chris Cobbins, and I am to my assignment is to maximize the vocal ability style of Chris Cobbins. So
right.
Big ups to all of the great artists out there. I mean,
there are
people I like to listen to.
Yeah, yeah, and I wasn't saying it like a competition thing. Like, man, dude, who do you say you gotta go kill when you? But you know, like sometimes you'll hear somebody's music, and you'll be like, man, that inspires me to go write.
Yeah, that would be right. I mean, for me, this is kind of Owl City is one of those people. Where, to me, the way he puts his lyrics together more than anything, his melodies, they kind of get to start to sound the same after a while.
Yeah.
But, like, his lyricism is pretty ridiculous. The stuff that he, in, like, the double entendres he uses within his stuff, just like, man, this is, for me, this is, like, mind-blowing stuff. Like, if I had to choose one person when I listen to his lyrics, I'm just like, man, I wish that I thought like that.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
Yeah, so in that regard, yeah, it's probably Owl City. I don't know if that's an unorthodox pick, but
no, that's good. I mean, everybody want to know what drives artists, man. Like, that's the biggest thing, man. But let's go back to this album, Hello World. Why this title, and really, what should they expect when they pick it up if they haven't got it yet?
For sure. The title is, it's kind of a double meaning. One, it is my first fully produced, you know, album on a label, small label, but independent label, but a label. And so I've had projects before, but I'm calling this my debut album because I feel like it's kind of a coming out party of sorts, musically speaking. And so that's why I called it Hello World. And then the other part is some of the issues or the things I talk about are the problems that I think that the next generation is kind of dealing with, from self-esteem and identity to the ladies being less of themselves, as far as the guys that they choose and not allowing guys to treat you certain ways and reminding them of what God said about them. So it's the hello as in, like, are you listening? Are you paying attention to what's going on? Because I'm saying it and it's not cool. So that is the meaning for the title. And what you should expect is you should expect to hear an overview of Chris Cobbins' personality in a jar. So you'll hear everything will be filtered through truth and the word of God. But I'll talk about life and how I've experienced it and how I've seen it experienced. and what the mistakes are that I made, and what are the victories. And so I don't get super in-depth about everything because it was like my handshake to the world. And you don't really start talking about all your business on the handshake, you know what I'm saying? You kind of give people the overview. I like basketball. I like the color red, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's kind of like that. And then there's a couple of songs that are just fun because I kind of have just a jovial personality. I'm generally upbeat, and so I wanted to have a couple of songs that just reflected that. So.
All right, man. We're going to get into the title track, Hello World, right now from the album Hello World. You want to say anything about this specific song?
If you pay attention to this song, this is me giving you a synopsis of where I was as I was writing this song. And so this kind of lets you know where my mind was. So shout out to McCray for hopping on the track.
All right, let's get it in. Yada the King Radio with Chris Collins. Here we go.
Yeah, work while I'm patient. Nights where my days went. Now's when the wait ends. Hello world. Emerge from the basement. Yeah. So close I can taste it. Ready or not. Yeah. Here's my shot and I swear I'ma give it
it's
up.
It's all new to me. First time my eyes have seen places I'd only be in my dream. I'm where is a faking, cause they can easily replace me, yeah, but who am I to blame, I flaked on commitments, and my loved ones probably miss me, I don't win them all, no, nah. They help me grow, and I'm better than the day before,
it's all new to me, first time my eyes have seen places I'd only be in my dream, I'm where
thinking so backwards.
Yeah.
Man, I was foolish in my mind frame. Hey, bro, I couldn't read the clock right. So I ain't know when my time came. Yeah, yeah. I sat outside my college class. I was a fool and wrote to school. That's where I learned the most valuable lessons. And I ain't learned none of them in the classroom. City to city, day to day, night after night. Am I flying home or do I just live in the sky? Either way I fly, cover up my eyes. I don't wanna see a grown man cry. I potentially one dimensional, but that's just how they want me to be. Conventional, yeah, and predictable, yeah. But now I'm thrown into a new me.
First time my eyes have seen places I'd only be in my dream. I'm where I belong, coming into my own. Sometimes I feel alone, still I sing.
Talk on this one, man.
We can make
I know it's been a minute, but guess who's back? Chris Searson.
Let me make one thing clear. Swag on 20. I'm the man if you had it. Lights, camera, action when I walk through the door. Probably couldn't walk through the door. Wasn't lying when they said it wouldn't last. Mama say I'm living way too fast. I had to hit rock bottom so I can go and find him.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't got it all together.
Just trying to make every day better.
Truth, yeah. I'ma go and stop fronting. Ain't no need of me to keep fronting. We can make it better.
No matter what the problem, my God can solve.
It will make it better.
No matter the situation, that's just motivation. Come on.
We can make it better.
So don't worry about the outcome.
One thing clear, before I said I was the man, I'm just the heir, yeah. Heir to the throne, he the man up in here. And I'm just trying to follow his plan straight from here.
Straight up.
So glad I'm before this rag. Ain't no telling where I will be in my life. I'm so grateful that I made it through to tell you the truth.
Truth, yeah.
I ain't got it all together, just trying to make every day better.
Truth, yeah.
I'ma go stop fronting. Ain't no need of me to keep frontin'.
No.
He can make it better.
No matter what the problem, my God can solve.
He will make it better.
No matter the situation, that's just motivation. Come on.
He can make it better.
So don't worry about the outcome. You already won.
He will make it better.
Never thought that I would see better days. Never thought that it could be this way. No, never thought that I would ever change. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Yes, I'm so grateful, yeah, for making me better.
When all else fails and I'm pushed to the end, something on the inside tells me I can win. Say he can make it better. Yeah, he can make it better, huh? And when I'm down and going through, and there's nothing else to do, and it ain't nowhere to go and no one to turn to, I know that he can make it better, huh? Yeah, he can make it better.
Right back with Chris Cobbins, Yada the King Radio, man. You enjoying yourself, boss?
Yes, sir, man. I'm having a good time, man.
All right, man. Like I said, man, just in case cats don't know, where you from, man? Let them know where you from real quick.
I'm from the middle of the United States, man. Kansas City, Missouri. Like, right in the middle.
Right in the middle, man. He's a Chiefs fan. Like, last time we interviewed him, I was trying to see the date. It was like, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
Because it was right after Medicine came out, I think.
That's right, man. So you have the Chiefs, and they're playing phenomenal, man. Are you a Chiefs fan, yeah, or are you just, like, when they're playing good? What's up?
I'm not really a football fan.
Okay.
So, I watch it. I like sports. So, I watch football, but I don't, like, have a team. But since it's my hometown, I always root for the home team.
Yeah.
You'll see me in other gear besides Kansas City Chiefs gear, because Kansas City Chiefs gear, I just buy whatever match with my clothes.
Yeah.
So people from my hometown, you know, Chiefs and the Raiders are rivals. So I got a Raiders hat, and people see me in that, and they want to stone me and stuff. I'm like, no. Bump your brakes. It's just because I got on black today. That's all, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's all right. It's all right to rock different uniforms. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Somebody was getting on me
The Chiefs ain't paying me, man, I can rock other teams if I want to.
That's what's up, man. Man, let me ask this fun fact, man. This is a glimpse. We're going to have the after party interview in just a second. But the fun fact of this show is, what would you do, man, if you didn't get involved in music? What else would you do?
I would probably be either an accountant or a baseball player.
Wow, okay.
Which is weird.
Yeah,
I was a really good baseball player.
Yeah, hey, man, you gonna need
really
an accountant. Say that again.
I was really good at math in school. It's my favorite subject, and so I even took accounting classes in college. I definitely would have been an accountant.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Let's hop on the topic of the day, evangelism. As I was praying, I was like, God, what do you want us to talk about? And he just was saying evangelism, and there was a story I was reading on the internet about churches and in evangelism. And the crazy thing was, the first comment somebody put on there was like, man, we don't have to worry about evangelism because God will take care of his people. He'll bring people to him. But I was like, man, that should not be the heart of a believer, man. What do you think about evangelism, and why is this necessary for us as believers?
I think everything about Jesus' life was evangelism minded. Like, he came specifically to give himself away. Mm. Like, that was his entire purpose. And so I think as Christians, the ones who are to be like Christ, I think our goal should be the same. And so whatever, it may look different from person to person or from region to region, depending on, you know, especially what your specific gifting is. But for instance, with me and music, it's not the whole of my evangelism, but mm-hmm. it is part of it, in that I should use, the Bible lets us know that we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
Blood of the Lamb has already been shed. We got that. And so I kind of like to give testimonial type music so that people can see the overcome, so they can put a real life example with overcoming and not just have it be a fable from the Bible or from this cool book. It could be a real life example. Just taking those times to have time with people that you know in your life. It's that simple. It's people, your friends, your family. We all know some people that don't know the Lord. Mm-hmm. And just taking that extra few minutes, the extra hour or so, just to talk to them, reach out to them, show them love. I mean, showing people love is a form of evangelism that I think Christians overlook. And that we like to let people know that they're doing the wrong thing, but we forget to reach out and at least show them what the right thing is, not yeah. only with what we say, but how we live consistently. So,
yeah.
And I mean, I've been guilty of it too. It's just, I think, you get into a comfort zone in Christ and you begin to see that there is a way that life can be lived in the will of God. And then when people are outside of it, you tend to want to say, I can't believe that you can't see this, forgetting that you too were once one that didn't see.
Wow.
So it's kind of like, you know where you are, trust God fully, but then remember where you came from, to soften your heart enough to reach out to those who don't know him, so that we can not compromise, but reach out and show them the truth and hopefully lead them to the cross as well.
All right, man. So let me ask you this. Why do you believe it's difficult for believers to be evangelists? And I'm going to say this. They don't have to be like, you know, like the fivefold ministry, like you're an evangelist to evangelize. So
right.
Why do you feel believers have a hard time sometimes evangelizing?
Here's what I'll do to keep this answer as pure as possible is I won't say what this answer is directly to everybody else. I'll tell you what mine was.
I like that.
Okay, so my problem was that, one, I didn't know anything, and I wasn't living it consistently enough to have confidence behind what I was saying, nervous that they would find out.
Wow.
And maybe I wasn't keeping it 100. If you actually read it consistently and you make a habit of living it, that don't mean you hit it 100 every day. But that your lifestyle is pointing in the direction of the Lord, and your lifestyle is to remain in His will, I think there will be more confidence in standing on it and being able to relay the things, because you actually have something to say, you got something to stand on. And even if you come against adversity, be it with a non-believer, an atheist, et cetera, you'll at least have some type of defense. Even if you can't word it as well as they can, you'll have a sound defense. And you'll be sure of where you are. So even if the conversation leaves at a, well, we agree to disagree, your faith isn't shaken, and you at least were a good witness.
Yeah, that's good, man. I like how you did that, man. So since you internalized it, we're going to go to this question, yeah. brother. Story. Give us a story, man, from you in evangelizing with somebody else. And you don't got to say their name or anything, but do you remember any stories that you have, man, that
yeah.
stand out to you?
Definitely. There's one that stands out really big because it was probably the most dramatic story. Like, it was the story that I've heard other people tell that I never thought would happen to me. at my job, you know, I'm at work and there's a guy that he was a cool dude. You know, he was, you know, just, he didn't really talk a whole lot. I'm pretty quiet socially, especially when I'm at work. I just chill, do what I'm supposed to do. And so we, you know, we'll talk. And one day he flipped out on me, got mad, went off on me, got in my face, thought he was going to swing on me. And he's a pretty big dude. So I was ready to duck, because if he would have hit me, he probably would have knocked my head off. He's a pretty big dude.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, yo, man, what's the deal? Why are you tripping? Like, we haven't ever had a problem. Why are you so mad, cussing me out and everything?
Yeah.
And so next day, well, I guess a few work days passed, and, you know, he came back the next day, and, like, everything was cool. I was like, all right, well, maybe he just had a bad day, whatever. And so we're sitting next to each other one time, we're talking, and he started telling me all this stuff about his past and, like his mother, he had watched his mother die or something.
Wow.
And yeah. His dad had died when he was younger, and all he had was his sister. And then I think something happened to his sister and all this stuff. I was like, man, like, this dude has a story. And so he's telling me stuff, and then he told me, you know, I write poetry and stuff. I was like, man, you were the last dude I would have expected to be writing poetry. And he had stacks of paper of stuff that he had written. And
wow.
I was like, get out of here. And so it was just weird, man, because I hadn't said anything. I didn't ask him about anything. And as he was talking, I just didn't want to say a lot, because I knew he was the kind of guy that if you feel like he got emotional or something, he was like, he'll shut it down. Like, God, get away, you know. And so we talked, and then we keep talking all the way. I mean, we talked for probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And he ended up saying, man, you know, I lost my faith in God, you know, when I saw my parents die and everything, and then he left some having my sister. I just didn't know how, you know, God could let my parents die.
Mm.
So I just got to talk to him about some of that stuff, about, you know, how, you know, people do things. We have control of ourselves in this earth realm, and people do things in the earth. Don't blame God for what people do.
Yeah.
So we were going, and he was telling me about a dream that he had, and when he said the dream, I immediately had an interpretation of what that dream meant.
Mm.
And he was like, wow, man, I ain't never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
And I won't say what the dream was, but basically what the dream was saying was that the dream was that he would go to try to find his guns. He had a lot of guns. He liked guns. So he had dreams where there was a war going on outside his house. Sounded like a war going on. And he would go to find his guns, but every time he could find his guns, he couldn't find his ammunition.
Mm.
And then sometimes he could find his ammunition, but he couldn't find the guns.
Mm.
And he was like, he never could find them both at the same time. And
wow.
I was like, man, I think that's God trying to tell you that the war that's going on inside of you has nothing to do with the physicality.
Wow.
And there's a scripture that says that the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal. I said, so I think your warfare has been spiritual, but you've been trying to find physical ways to fight it.
Wow.
But I think you started talking to me because you know who I am and what I represent. And the Lord is trying to give you an opportunity to try him again, even though you're hurt. I understand you're hurt. I understand your confusion. But I think the Lord is trying to give you an opportunity to try him again. And he's like, wow, man, I kind of never even considered that.
Yeah.
And he's just like, man, but I don't know, man. I've been going through this and that. I said, man, I understand all of that. And I think you know that God understands. I said, but what I think you should do is take your hurt to him, let him know, put it at his feet, and trust him for yourself and get it and see if he does it come through, man.
Yeah.
So he's like, man, I don't know. And then he kind of stopped for a second. He said, man, all right, get the heck out of my face. And I was like, whoa. Okay, well, I guess I'll leave.
Yeah.
And so I left. And after that, he never talked to me about anything else again. The sad part is that he got transferred to a different spot, and then about a year later, ended up finding him in his apartment. He had passed away.
Oh wow!
So I don't know. I don't know if he ever took what I said. I don't know what happened with him. So that was the crazy part is that that may have been his last time. I don't know.
Right, right.
It was weird. It was weird afterwards, just thinking that. One, that I got the Lord using me in that way, but that something like that can happen, like in real life. I just didn't think stuff like that really happened.
Yeah. No, that's good, man.
It did.
Yeah. That definitely. How did you feel, man? Did this energize you in any way to say, especially after the end of the whole story, did you feel like, man, I got to go share the gospel with more people?
It definitely made me understand that at the very least, that the opportunities that I get, I can't treat them like they don't matter. If I get a chance, because, you know, some people aren't open. They're not accepting of it. So, you know, you kind of get shut down quick. But there are some people who are at least willing to have a discussion about it. And for those people, I have to use those opportunities. Whatever they are, I have to. That's what I got from it, is that, one, the Lord provide at that time whatever I need to say. He'll have it for me if it's something new. Other than that, stand on what I know and give them what I know.
Yeah. All right, man, we got a couple of choices from some songs for you right now. We're going to play one of them. Which one you want to play? You want to play one or you want to play Rep? Which one right now?
Well, I feel like given that story right there, I feel like we should go with Rep, because it's about living the life and not just talking the talk.
All right, man. Well, you already know what's going down. Yada the King, man. And we want to encourage you to evangelize, man. Tell somebody about Jesus. Let's go to a station ID right quick, and we'll be right back with Rep from the homie Chris Commons.
Tune in to Yada the King Radio on the Star Radio Network. That's www.thestarradio.com.
Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Got a topic? Call and text us at 425-243-4285.
Tune in for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life, all at the same place.
Once again, that's every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.thestarradio.com.
Star Radio, promoting Christ without compromise. Hey!
What's up? This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio. Check us out every Sunday, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on TV01 iRadio. You'll hear some great testimonies and topics, banging music, uplifted Christ, and abundant life. Got a topic? Call or text us at 425-243-4285. Yada the King, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on TV01 iRadio. We look forward to having you join the experience of the Yada the King Radio Show. Yada!
I always gotta keep my
brain.
Yada the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yada.king.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta keep my Yada the King Radio. Yo, what's up? This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio, letting you know that we come on every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You definitely want to get it in with us. If you want us to talk on a topic, hit us up, 425-243-4285. Call or text us. Make sure you tune into the website, hourofgospelswagger.com. All you need to know is it's going down here at HGS Radio, Christ-centered and swagger certified. Yeah, yeah. We are back with the song Rep by Chris Cobbins featuring Tony Tillman.
Logging in almost every other night. Stalking her domain was a habit. And Jesus was the name that helped me get better sight.
So now
I log in to take care of business. I log out. No triple X ever since that wake I dropped off. If you get that, you know what I'm talking about. I keep it clean.
clean, and I promise ain't no computer screen gon' zap me out.
When I'm on the road, 100 miles away, head on the swivel, watching for the bait. You know how I do it, gotta keep it straight. Yes, I'm a believer, 100 at the gate. I'ma represent, you ain't gotta worry about it. I'm gon' have my own spirit inside. You know I'ma represent, you ain't gotta worry about it. I'm gon' have my own spirit inside.
Yeah. I feel it coming on, I'll be up and gone, trust me. If I need to escape, he'll provide a way, trust me. I can't let the old me get back. If I do, it'll be all bad. I trust him and he will keep me focused on his service. Keep me going.
Which line of rules are you trying to prove? I've been put on to your kind of moves. I've been put on to your kind of tools. You know the sneaky one who love blind the dudes. You know the path you walk in them kind of shoes. The broad road and ain't trying to cruise. Lord knows don't want to miss a step. You blow the kiss of death and that's kind of cruel. I'm burning with a new passion, but you don't see the flames on me. I'm walking with a new master, but you don't see the chains on me. Trying to fly, you trying to hang on me. Hold me down to put the blame on me. Guilt and shame, you put your pain on me. Spell my name and put a stain on me. Nah, baby, won't accept that. You almost had me till I stepped back. The flesh rose and I felt that, but not my soul, cause he kept that. Now I hate sin, love God. Sorry though, I can't help that. Temptation's foul, what a ref at. We can't pick up where we left at. And we can't meet up in no hotel, motel, Marriott. And I refuse to function with a guilty conscience. Can't operate when it carry not, whether fair or not. To the flesh, it might be looking very hot, that ain't very cool. Temptations gotta run from those, cause if I take the hit, I gotta bear the bruise.
When I'm on the road, 100 miles away, head on the swivel, watching for the bait. You know how I do it, gotta keep it straight. Yes, I'm a believer, 100 at the gate. I'ma represent, you ain't gotta worry about it. I'm gon' have my own spirit inside. You know I'ma represent, you ain't gotta worry about it. I'm gon' have my own spirit inside. Inside.
Hebrews 12 and 11 says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. God uses my pain to make me grow.
The word says you discipline the ones you love. And reading through these moments, all your servants had to touch. They spent some time with you, they got to know your ways. You put them in situations just to strengthen their faith. You created the maze, so if I drop every weight, I can run this course you set before me and win this race. Keeping my eyes on you, I'm thankful for your grace. You're taking my imperfections, destroying what you hate. You love me privately, so I know that you're not ashamed to publicly take me through all these emotional pains. You're my champion, look what you endured. I can never give up, these moments what you died for. You're the perfect parent, correcting country care. You're a loud storm, but you'll never leave me there. You put me through this process cause you knew it'd make me pure. Would I consider suffering, it was the perfect cure. You left me in the fire long enough to make me whole. You turned the heat up to assure me you were in control. I didn't understand, but you knew what would unfold. You took the right ingredients to make pure gold. Now my heart is turned back to a guy who's concerned about our relationship and the lessons that I learned. Tears in my eyes cause I finally see the beauty in all of this is you considered me.
All the stress is starting to drag me to the cross, saying goodbye. Rewrite, I'm never let go.
Know you went beyond measurement just to see me grow. And no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but it produces righteousness for those who choose to follow the lines. Thinking back on those times when I thought you were neglecting me, thought you left me hanging, but truthfully you were stretching me. Now I see you out the door, pain is the key. You're molding me for your glory so I can declare you holy. But now I'm a man chasing after God's heart. Thankful that you love me, I worship for who you are. You are Lord and you're sovereign, and that's hard for me to digest. You're molding me in time.
time, I just gotta trust your process. You broke me down to build me up, poured me out to fill me up. If you never pass this cup, cheers, father, bottoms up. Wipe them tears off my eyes, now I finally see. I was considered for this test, cause your signature's on me.
Chris Cobbins with me here. This your boy Don Christian. If you're just getting in, go to ydkradio.com so you can hear this whole interview in its entirety. Also, man, make sure you pick up the Yacht of the King app, $1.99. You know what I'm saying? If he was going to order a large fry with two hamburgers, just buy one hamburger and then buy this. It'll feed your spirit. I guarantee that. But yo, Chris Cobbins, I enjoy being with you, man. I'm pretty sure you ain't enjoying yourself as well. Tell them where they can go get Hello World real quick.
Sweet. Hello World is my debut album. It's on iTunes, it's on Amazon, it's on Google Play, and all of the other, you know, digital outlets to sell music. So go get that thing, or you can get a physical copy at SaveTheCityRecords.com. If you like physical copies still, you can get one there. I support and I appreciate those people who have bought it. A lot of good feedback on it, so I thank you for the support. And if you have it, check it out, man. I think you'll enjoy it.
Man, shout out some of your squad real quick, man, that rock with you on this project.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Go ahead and shout out some of the people that rock with you on this project, man. People that work with you shout behind out. The scenes and stuff.
Yeah, straight up. Shout out to all the producers. My producer, The Kraken. My guy, Bryson Price. My younger brother, Matt Cobbins. And Major from Texas. And then my features, we had Lecrae on it, Tony Tillman, Ruslan, getting some Reconcile, and Princeton, my guy Princeton. So thank you guys for your work on there. I definitely appreciate Silent as well for the mixing and mastering job you did on it, all the hours they put in. So salute to all you guys, man.
What you got coming up next, man? What's popping?
Well, next, we're about to try to hit this road, man. We're trying to get some things straightened out. Try to hit the road, take Hello World to the road. I'm a dancer, too, so I use choreography in my live sets. So we've been working on new choreo to the new songs and stuff. We got a strong little live presentation that we try to do everything excellent, man. I think we're getting there for sure.
Well, speaking of choreo, as you called it, man, bro, where did that come from? Because it was like, for real, for me, it was like, man, the last 2 years, like, bro, you trying to be the top dancer out there, man. So what's up? When did that happen? Is this something that you always did? Or is this something that you're learning?
I've been doing this since I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
Just since I was a kid, I've been dancing. I'd be over my grandma's house. I'd always be dancing. Michael Jackson was my favorite artist, so I knew all the Jackson moves. I knew all of the choreography from the videos and stuff. So I've been dancing since then, and then I kind of took a backseat. I played sports, and I did a little more dancing when I got to college. I was in this competition where I won, where I was impersonating somebody, and I did a little dancing there. And So now, as we started to make the music that we wanted to, it was like, okay, this new music is going to make you move. So I have to move with the music. And so my producer was like, yeah, man, why don't you get you a few little steps just so you look right on the stage. And I came back, and I had worked with full choreographers, and we were doing full choreography. My producer was like, first of all, I didn't know you could dance, because I really hadn't, told him, I really didn't think about it.
Yeah.
He's like, first, I didn't know you could dance, and two, I didn't know you were even going to be doing that much moving. It's definitely part of the rebrand, but it's something that's been in my life over the years. But it did do is it forced me to stay on top of my cardio so I can actually still sing and dance at the same time, which is very not easy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because you said you lost some weight. Is that part of the weight regimen loss, man? What's up?
Yes. Yep, that's part of it. I want to be able to move. You can't move around, dance, and still sing with extra weight on you, man. So
yeah.
I had to drop those pounds. And I'm still kind of trying to lose a few more. Just want to be in tip top. That's all. Just trying to be in tip top.
That's what it is, man. Any last words for the people listening on the podcast?
If God is giving you something, stand doing it and see it through to fruition, man. Don't worry about how big it is, how small it is, how many people like it, how many people don't. Just stay in His will and allow yourself to be satisfied by His blessing.
Hey, dope, man. Hey, we appreciate you for getting in with us here on Yada the King Radio, man. We're going to get into some more music, and I'll be back after this on Yada the King Radio.
Yeah. I rep that Toronto. Exist, they call me a honcho. He blessed so beyond, yo. He makes it rain, no poncho. That long range, no tonto. Just T-Black and Jahazio. Yo, Reek, Wooten, Trey Mario. We misfits in this barrio. We love Christ and we live life, so we go hard.
We go hard.
Been locked up in my own mind. Now I set souls free with these bars. They calling us disciples. Don't bang with no G's. Just slanging what's in these Bibles. My game be rolling in threes. That Holy Ghost and the Father. 3-1 with the Christ. We only taking His Father. He resurrected me twice. So we double up on His life. When that trouble come, then we fight. That joy will come in that morning, but these tears are doing for one night.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. It is what it is.
James Evans when the story be told. In Christ we had His confidence. These haters be calling me cocky. I'm not ashamed to call His name. I need that ASAP Rocky. Come back kids like Rocky. Come back when it gets rocky. Devil got shooters, don't rock me. And that's no bullwinkling Rocky. I be rocking these J's, these Levi's and my snapback. So they be judging my ways. Like I ain't out that trap yet. But that ain't up my way. Been flipped up off of that ratchet. Same old creature no more. New beast and I'm in my mode. But that ain't nothing my way. Been flipped up off of that ratchet. Same old creature no more. New beast and I'm in my
Jin. K9.
Wait on the chain.
Dear Jen, can you believe the situation that we in? We in the very season of screams that it's the end. Better get our mess together, case about this heavy weather coming from above. Now I can't help myself from thinking, maybe that is us, the last generation to hold up the cross. People suffer great loss, and we see it as a greater honor serving with the Father, with a few who remain from the evil in the garden. Wrapped in his grace so we don't have to be afraid of his wrath coming soon with the bang. So we hang ourselves up, put it all away. Nothing else matters for the sake of the others, the ones who never knew truth, living in the darkness. Alright, there's a winner, your response is fun. If you were the last stand on a moving train, would you extend for the last man to be saved?
Dear Jim,
you can be the last generation. Ain't the only ones that know the end is coming. The generation, I got a question. If we were truly the last, how would you really represent them? We living in those times where the blind lead the blind. You thinking that you fine, but you gon' get left behind. If you ain't covered in the blood, if you covered in the blood, what's taking us so long to spread the love? Or out of forgot, we're too scared of being judged. But if that's you, make your way up to the front. Cause it's about time we find out who we really are. And if you are renegade, get your weapons up. Cause now, man, we ain't scared of this world, even though it's trying to kill us. It's clear that the kingdom of heaven will suffer violence. But even with that, that ain't enough to even stop us. Cause we will be the generation that will follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Another place, another space, can't even lie. I know my past and my present ain't what it should be, but your love, your grace, and your mercy said that I could be. And so you shower me and show me super favor. It keeps reminding me, I'll always need a savior. And you'll be here now and later, even to the end of day. So I put my hands up and say,
crazy,
just how I feel. Your love's amazing,
amazing.
It's so real.
Yeah,
I can't contain it.
Contain it.
I'm about to blow, and I just gotta let.
enough.
You was amazing. Your love is amazing. Your love is amazing. Your love is amazing. And I just gotta let the world know.
Yeah.
Alright, man, if you want the track list, go to ydkradio.com. We have the full track list as well as all the interviews that you need right there, man. Also, we want to encourage you to pick up the Yacht of the King app, $1.99. Look at it in your phone's app stores, Yacht of the King Radio. Check it out, man. This is what we're talking about. Evangelism. Evangelism is such a key part to Christianity. The reason why this topic came up, I was looking on somebody's website. I can't even remember where. But somebody was talking about evangelism, and one person was like, we don't have to share the gospel. We don't need to tell anybody about who Jesus is. And I was like, no matter what denomination you come from, no matter what you guys teach at your church or whoever teaches at your church, evangelism is a core essential to the body of Christ. None of us would know who Jesus is if somebody did not evangelize to us. Now, I'm not going to say that evangelism saved us, but that is part of the seeds that were planted. Even as you look in the scripture where it talks about seeds that were planted on good soil, there's seeds that were planted in your life, man, and God will get the increase. God is the one that has to save you. God's spirit has to go forth and convict. But the word of God talks about plenty of times, how can they hear without a preacher, man? So that kind of, you know, that kind of made me a little bit like, man, we need to really make sure we know what our job is. Our number one job is to let the world know who Jesus Christ is, what he's done in our life, how he's changed our life. But really the key thing is the gospel, him coming, dying, living as a sinless man, dying on the cross. And since he was sinless, death was not able to hold him down. Him raising from the grave and having all victory in his hands. And now we can have a relationship with Christ, and now we can defeat the sin that has held us bound. That is what it's all about. Outside of that, I mean, we have a whole bunch of stuff that goes on in life, but none of that is as important as the gospel, man. And we need to make sure that's really what's up, man. Even Paul was like, hey, man, make sure you keep the gospel the foundation. So evangelism is a huge part in sharing the gospel, man. And I'm going to encourage you believers, man. Maybe you haven't shared the gospel with somebody in a while. Get out. Let somebody know who Jesus is. If you don't know what to say, man, let the Holy Spirit lead you. That's really what he's here for. He will lead you. You'll start talking. And then, man, out of nowhere, you'll hear God bring up scriptures in you. And you're like, man, I didn't know I had that in me, man. So let's get it, man. This is a team thing. We want to see as many people come into the kingdom of Christ as possible. The word of God says God does not want many to perish, but he wants them all to come to life if that's possible, man. So let's do this. It's Yacht of the King Radio. Hit me up, 425-243-4285. I'm out of here. Keep it Christ, life, and bless God.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.